Snatched by the Spirit. Do you ever wonder where some people's ideas come from? I wonder if the first person to think of teleportation, to transport or be transported across space and distance instantly, was reading the Bible. As they were going down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here's some water. Is there any reason why I should not be immersed?" He ordered the chariot to stop. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip immersed him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. But Philip showed up at Ashdod and continued proclaiming the good news. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 39. I had to go back and read it again. I thought teleportation was the wild imagination of a science fiction enthusiast. I never considered it could be real, except in Jesus' case. I know Elijah simply walked into the clouds, but never realized that Philip got snatched up and delivered 22.9 miles away. And the eunuch acts as though he wasn't even surprised. The eunuch saw no more of him, and he continued on his way, full of joy. Acts chapter 8, verse 40. I don't know how you would react. I think I would be really confused about Philip's disappearance before my eyes. I have been blessed to witness the Spirit cause someone to run at a high speed right out of her shoes, but she wasn't snatched away. God knows what each of us needs and what each of us can handle. The eunuch could just ride on in joy. I would have gotten stuck on the mystery of the disappearance. I can only hope that joy would be my next emotion. What's the most amazing thing you have ever witnessed? Keep your eyes open. You just don't know who may be dropping in or popping out. If this encourages you, please share.